At our Christmas Mass at the jail Tuesday night, the priest, Father Lee, a humble on-fire dynamo from South Korea, said something in his homily that really resonated with me. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. It wasn't the main point of his talk, but it sure hit home with me. He said, "Your presence is your present." As kids, presents are a very important part of Christmas season. Looking through toy catalogs, watching television for the newest must-have toys, and dreaming of Santa Claus, placing them under the tree, is the centerpiece of the season. But as we get older, the present isn't quite as important as the people we have around us. Family and friends become very important at Christmas time. There's not a parent alive that wouldn't trade even the biggest present for having their family together at the holidays. Sons and daughters, grandkids, friends who are living far away, they're the best Christmas gifts. Their presence in your holiday is the best Christmas present you can receive. And our being present for them is the greatest gift we can give them as well. And I mean being really present and attentive to what's happening to them in their lives, and not allowing our attention to drift to our job, health, or any other distraction. Being truly present. It's sad that there are three elements to giving: the giver, the receiver, and the gift itself. You know, the least important of these is the gift. The interaction between the two people involved, their presence, is the real gift. We've seen recently how a lifetime of gifts can disappear instantly, like the homes and belongings of the people that were affected a couple of years ago by Hurricane Sandy, or worse yet, the loss of the presence of 20 children and 6 teachers a year ago at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut. Their presence is only a memory now. At Christmas, it's good to remember that God gave us a gift too, the gift of His presence, in the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ. He became man, dwelt among us, sharing His presence with family and friends and the apostles and the people He touched during His ministry. Jesus is still present today in the 2,000-year-old recollection of the stable and manger of angels and shepherds and wise men. Let us strive to be attentive to the Lord this Christmas as well, and make it a point to spend more time with Him in praise, prayer, and adoration. God bless you, and have a blessed and merry Christmas and happy, healthy New Year. This is Tony Agnese.